I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Anxiety during pregnancy is quite common, and it's also estimated that up to 40% of women meet criteria for anxiety disorders during pregnancy or in the postpartum period. Dr. Claire Smith is here to talk about managing anxiety during pregnancy. Dr. Smith is an assistant professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences, and she's a perinatal psychiatrist in the Women's Reproductive Behavioral Health Clinic at MUSC. Dr. Smith, tell us more about anxiety during pregnancy.
So as you said, anxiety disorders and even non-disordered anxiety is very common in pregnancy. I tend to call it uppercase A and lowercase A anxiety. Everybody's going to have the lowercase A anxiety. And then where I come in, or therapists and other treatments will come in, is when somebody has the uppercase A anxiety or disordered anxiety.
And from your perspective, what are some of the best ways to manage anxiety that occurs during pregnancy?
Occasional or even frequent anxiety really is the norm rather than the exception. There's a lot of testing, ultrasounds, results, all these things that you're waiting on, especially if you've had a prior loss or the complications. The biggest thing I would advocate for is prioritizing what's within your own control. And so I found it to be helpful to have specific questions in your appointments. If you're having a lot of nausea or other health issues, advocating for yourself and getting that treated. If you are able and feel well enough to exercise, to get outside, a meeting with a therapist, or in the instance of disordered anxiety, that can even mean medications.
And what is a good first step, or who to reach out to if and when anxiety does seem frequent or overwhelming during pregnancy?
Certainly your OBGYN, midwife, you know, or other pregnancy provider is a great first step. Many will get treatment started or discuss options with you.
How can therapy be helpful in managing anxiety during pregnancy?
First, it can be helpful to understand what is this, quote, typical anxiety and what is not. When you have anxiety, it can be difficult to trust your own thought process. And then after that, it can help you build a protocol or toolbox to manage anxiety or prevent it from happening. CBT is a popular and effective type of therapy. And then if there's a specific source of anxiety, like a prior traumatic delivery or pregnancy experience, then it can be used to appropriately process that so it doesn't completely override your current experience.
Tell us when medication for anxiety disorder might be used during pregnancy.
So because untreated and uncontrolled anxiety disorders carry risk, both maternal risk and fetal risk, we often treat those with medication. And because anxiety is an independent risk factor for postpartum depression, that's also a very important reason to treat. So if it is an everyday, most day experience that's affecting your ability to live, and then it's time to consider medication. And our clinic has seen and will see thousands of patients, and many of them take medication while pregnant. So it's a very commonly utilized treatment.
Dr. Smith, thanks for this information about managing anxiety during pregnancy.
You're very welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.